We reported about the record number of absentee ballots cast in Ray and Saline counties in recent days. So we reached out to county clerks in Johnson and Pettis counties just a couple hours before the end of walk-in absentee voting yesterday afternoon. Johnson County Clerk Diane Thompson.
I mean, we've got a line down the hall, down the stairs. I mean, it's crazy. We're curbsiding as many as are coming in the building. So if we do any less than 500 today absentee, I will be shocked.
That's 500 just on Monday. She thinks a little more than 4,000 will vote absentee in person, with another 1,800 by mail. Voter turnout in Pettis County has been, quote, phenomenal, according to County Clerk Nick Lestrada.
We have shattered every record you can think of. You put the 2008, 2012, and the 2016 absentee in person all together into one. We've already surpassed it with just this election alone.
Nearly 25% of Pettis County registered voters have already done so, he says. But today is the big day when most of us will head to the polls. And with that, both clerks have a few tips for us to make voting go smoothly.
Try to avoid peak voting times as much as possible, which would be the 2 hours before 8 a.m. and after 5 p.m. when most people are voting before and after work. And just be patient.
County Clerk Nick Lestrada.
And bring that good etiquette there. There may be some lines, but, you know, it's just no different when you go to the grocery store or anything else. There's lines. Be patient. And this is the big day. And we're ready to roll.
Both Thompson and Lestrada say don't forget your ID.
And we want to make sure people remember to bring their voter registration card, any type of ID, before they go vote.
All polling places in Pettis and Johnson counties remain the same except for one. Those used to voting at the Community of Christ Church will now go to the Elks Lodge in Warrensburg.
Then we'll have signage at the old polling place directing them to the Elks, and the Elks will have a sign up on their marquee letting everybody know to vote here.
Polls opened at 6 a.m., and voters should be at least in line by 7 o'clock tonight.
If they're in line at 7, they need to stay in line because they will get to vote. They should not leave the poll and think they're going to come back after 7 when the line's shorter.
It's going to be a big election, Missouri-wide, nationwide, and we're excited for it.
Tune in tonight to hear local election results from our 20-county region. You can also view results online at KMZU.com. For KMZU News, this is Joellen Black.